Moving right along, our next topic is going to be converting an office building to multifamily use. We've already heard some discussion of that in the first panel, but now we're going to have it from looking at the specifics of this. Our two speakers are Robert Bellow of Munch Hart. He's a shareholder. And also Joseph Slezak, who is the CEO of 3LRE. And hopefully they're somewhere in the room. But maybe not. All right, see if you can find. There, that other group got through about 10 minutes early. So being lawyers, they may be kind of, or at least one of them's a lawyer, trying to. All right, we have them. They're here. We're about 10 minutes early. So I've just been giving you some glowing introductions, and there was nobody coming forward. Their bios are in the materials, and I'm going to turn it over to them.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Where's the clicker, sir?
Clicker. Did they run off? No, here it is. Here it is. I hope it is. Anyway, see if that works.
Thank you. Yep. All right. How's everybody doing today? So I'm Rob Bell. I'm a shareholder at Munch Hart. To my left is Joe Slezak. He's the owner and founder of 3L Real Estate. And we're going to talk to you a little bit about common issues, considerations, solutions in converting an office building to a multifamily use. All right, so the first thing is, not all office buildings are viable as candidates to convert over to multifamily use. And one of the important considerations is looking at what are important locations and infrastructure. And Joe, maybe you can talk to them a little bit about what are the things that you look for in a building that you are thinking about converting.
Sure. I definitely agree with that probably every office building can have enough money thrown at it to become apartments, but that's not necessarily the best use of capital out there, especially with so much that's going to change in the next few years. But 3L Real Estate stands for what are the first three rules of real estate? Location, 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 and ultimately any decision, depending on the use, should be based around that. So from our perspective, the conversion should be a higher density type of product. So higher density means, a more affordable entry point on the rental price. So you're not necessarily doing luxury. That means that your renter demographic is probably going to want to have activity around it that they're really using to want to be in that apartment. So, certainly universities, government locations, CBD with all the corporations and everybody has to work there. But where there's a lot of activity outside the property, we think is critical because that just creates a very wide net to cast to ultimately bring that renter into that building, and fill it up, which is obviously the end goal after the conversion's done.
And Joe, talk a little bit about the physical infrastructure you're looking at when you are looking for a building that you think is going to be a viable candidate.
Yeah, a critical part to us is even though you could, spend money to reconfigure an existing property, the time that might take might outweigh just building something ground up instead. So downtown, where there's not many land sites left in any major city, going ground up has a cost that might be prohibitive to build. So if you're going to convert to get an advantage to not have to rebuild the shell, you do have to have some infrastructure to work with. No city's going to let you open the doors unless the building's safe. So you got to have egress in and out of the property. You got to have curtain walls that make sense to have windows so you can get light and vent in. Elevator cores do matter, but there is a way to solve for that, usually because the office buildings have a greater set of elevators than the residential use might need, so you can recapture some of that space. But frankly, squares are the hardest things to do because they all the dead space in the middle. So all the other odd configurations or rectangles, those are the easiest. So when we're looking at a project, we're trying to check on location and then certainly look at, all right, theoretically, if there's apartments, can we fill this space up logically? And from that point, kind of the rest of the analysis falls into place. But there are properties out there that'll have a good setup, but that inside may not work. or jurisdiction to jurisdiction. There are definitely different code rules or requirements that might move a project out of the unlikely to be done category that in a different city it actually would have a pathway forward.